Welcome to We Are The Watchers.
This is episode 277, top of the day to you, Steph.
Top of the day to you.
That was really good talking.
Thank you.
Oh, you're still doing it. What a champ. Hey, I finished The Last of Us game today.
And?
Okay, don't tell anyone.
Okay, I won't. I promise,
okay,
I won't tell
thanks.
Anyone.
But I played the game ages ago, like years ago, but I never finished it. Sorry, I didn't finish it back then.
Yes.
And then about a year or two ago, I never finished that. Mm. So I went back to it.
Yeah.
And I finished it, and I only had like 10 minutes left of the game. So it was really hard because it was at the end. So, you know, you have to remember all the things that you know how were taught to do during the game, you know, 7 years or whatever after playing it.
Mm.
And then
muscle memory.
Being so close to the end and just having no idea what's going on.
That is quite funny. That's like when you pause a movie or something and you think, oh, I'm just a bit tired.
Yeah, yeah.
Just go to bed. Just turn it off. I'll watch it tomorrow.
Yeah.
Tomorrow you turn it back on. 3 minutes and then it's – the credits.
Yeah, and you think, well, why didn't I?
I could have just watched those 3 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. It's just silly.
Did you enjoy it?
I did. Okay. There's another bit in it, which is like which was at the time a DLC, and it's a bit of a prequel.
Uh-huh.
Called Left Behind or something like that. It was an episode.
Oh, I like that Last of Us.
Yeah, Left Behind. Yeah. It was an episode in this season of The Walking Dead.
I was about to ask you if that is actually going to be a spin-off for now. You said
no. It was just one episode. So judging by the episode, it mustn't be very long, although they would have taken out most of the gameplay and kept the story. But, you know, I think I'll just play it. I'll just play it. And then I have to try and figure out what game I want to play next.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
Oh, that is a good one. You need to think about Sonic for later on in the hour. I was going to say later on in the game. Later on in the hour. No, it's not a radio show. Later on in the podcast. Coming up later on in the hour.
Is it in the quiz?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. I have watched 1.5 things. Mm. We've finished one thing.
Yes. Took us a very long time because somebody went overseas in the middle of it.
Stupid. So dumb.
But talking about pausing things.
Yeah.
This thing we're going to talk about. We didn't pause at 3 minutes at the end.
No.
What I can say, though, is when we decided to pause it because we were too tired was the perfect time.
It was really
because
good.
Because in that story, we kind of got a little bit of a recap before the big.
That's very true.
Like flip in the story happened.
Yeah, I was going to say twist. I mean, it kind of was, but kind of wasn't. You're right. Flip is a better word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway,
that was good.
Cryptic.
So, yeah. Oh, yeah. We haven't even talked about
it. Just tell us what you're talking
about. Sorry. No, we can't. We have to get into the news.
For a visual representation of this audio, check out the Watchers podcast on Instagram.
I was talking about The Last of Us, and Bella Ramsey is ready to be in something else before she goes back into being The Last of Us in the second season.
And what is that?
It's an upcoming period drama called Monstrous Beauty. And it's set in the 1600s. King Charles II
I wasn't expecting you to say that.
Oh, like how period did you think?
Not that late.
Okay.
Not that late. Late? Early. Late.
Ages ago?
Long time ago.
Not that ages ago. But this is a swerve, right? You ready for the swerve? Bella Ramsey will be playing an aspiring playwright who suffers from a rare condition making her entire body covered in hair. Now, I would think, right, out of all the things that would be annoying to do as an actor every single day, it would be to get some sort of massive
hair
or, you know, any kind of big makeup prosthetic stuff going on. That's going to be what Bella will be going through for months, I would imagine, a month or two.
Wait, describe it again because I've got a picture in my head and I might not be correct.
Okay. an aspiring playwright who suffers from a rare condition, making her entire body covered in hair.
Yep, it was the picture that I got. Because I'm like, it's not just long hair that's, you know, draped.
No.
It's literally every inch of her body being covered in a wig.
It sounds itchy.
Sounds
really, really itchy. Think about the other stuff though. You've had Bella in Game of Thrones, sort of a period thing, sort of, but it's fat, you know.
I would say.
Yeah, sort of. And then she was in that one, was it called Birdie or Catherine called Birdie or something? That was a period one as well. So just kind of going back
this
to
her thing.
So that is what is going to be, it's going to take ages to come out. It's only just been announced that casting has been done. But you know Kim Kardashian, have you heard of?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just once.
So Kim Kardashian is a person who is the daughter of a lawyer who helped his friend out in a murder trial. Mm-hmm. And then Kim's mother married someone else who was an Olympic athlete. And then Kim was in a movie, like just a home movie. She then had Famous Friends.
Yes.
And then maybe she was in the home movie. And then she had her own reality show with her family.
Mm-hmm.
And now she's going to be in the 12th season of American Horror Story.
Oh.
Yeah.
I can't imagine her acting. She's got that really like insipid way of speaking.
They all do. It's like the Kardashian voice.
I mean, that's what they've done. They've created it themselves.
Yeah, true, true.
But to put that, you can't put that into a scripted role. That's her.
What if she's like a creepy character that just talks like, I can't do the voice, but like just a creepy voice.
I don't like it.
The whole time.
I'm not with that. I'm not down.
Do you remember years and years and years ago, Lady Gaga was in one, maybe two seasons of American Horror Story?
Yeah, that's right.
And I remember everyone was like, oh, okay, all right. Maybe, but it was like early on in her career. So yeah. I was like, oh, maybe she does do a bit of acting. And obviously she does.
She does.
Yeah, she's really good at it.
She's pretty good.
Yeah, but I don't know if Kim Kardashian will have the same acting chops.
I'm not expecting a thing from that.
Okay.
Sorry, Kim.
But she'll be fine.
She don't care about me.
She has forgotten all about this once she's finished listening to it.
My feelings a bit mutual.
You know Grey's Anatomy? There was the guy with like the grey hair, and he was kind of like youngish looking, handsome guy. And then he was in.
Was that McSteamy?
McSteamy. Thank you. Eric Dane is his actual name. And he is also in Euphoria. Well, he is going to be in the fourth of the franchise, starring Will Smith and Martin Lawrence, Bad Boys 4.
Really?
Yeah.
Any idea what he's going to be?
Probably not one of those two.
What gives you that impression?
Vanessa Hudgens is also in it.
Okay.
Yeah, she's going to be in it. I'm just going to have a little look.
He's married to someone.
Is he married to someone famous?
I think so.
Probably. They usually are, right? The plot is being kept under wraps. I don't know what it's about. But out of all of the Bad Boy movies, how many have you seen?
Zero.
Okay, great. I think I watched the first one.
So when you said the plot's under wraps, I was like, don't care.
Doesn't matter.
Even if you told me, don't care.
I think it'd be the kind of movie that would be kind of fun to watch. Just
full stop.
It might be fun. It just might be.
If you like that thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you've watched all of them, you're going to love it.
You're going to love it so much.
Yep.
And good on you. Now, I do remember the first one being fun to watch. Mm. I remember it was a fun movie. I think I may have even seen the second one, and that too was pretty fun. It's kind of like your Lethal Weapon kind of,
yes.
You know, the buddy duo.
Yep.
Comedy hijinks, action adventure, trying to solve a mystery.
It's the type of one you want to go to the movies and watch.
Yeah.
And you just you know, it's Friday night.
Get in with the crowd. Everyone's laughing, having a good time. Yeah, that's what I meant. That's the kind of thing that I meant.
Yeah, look, I'm in for it.
All right. Well, we'll book our seats now for that. It's
wonder what it'll be about.
Oh, Bad Boys for life. Back in the day, we liked Mad Magazine.
Oh, yeah.
We read a lot of them. We bought them every month for what feels like a fair while, but in all honesty, it was probably like 3 years.
Yeah, forever.
We just wouldn't stop. And I remember there were so many bits, recognizable bits that you were like, oh, yeah, this is this cartoonist. Like you could see the difference between the artworks and the bits in between. And then, you know, you fold the back and it would come, be something totally different.
And the ones that are on the side.
Yeah, they were really good fun. Spy versus Spy, like all of them, right? Anyway, Al Jaffe, who was a cartoonist for Mad Magazine, has died at the age of 102.
Wow.
He retired when he was 99.
What a legacy.
Honestly, it makes me want to try and find my old Mad Magazine. So they have to be somewhere.
Do you know what bits he created?
So he would do stuff like snappy answers to stupid questions and the fold-in. He would actually do the fold-in.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Yeah, yeah. So he was that guy. He so, you know, Mad Magazine came out in 1952. Isn't that insane?
Yeah.
Absolutely insane. And he never was officially on the staff.
What?
He always worked as a freelancer.
Wow.
That's
probably more worth his while.
Yeah, maybe. Especially like if you're doing the fold, the last page.
Yeah.
Like that's the kind of magazine that everybody flips to the back.
What is it this month?
There were so many iconic moments in that magazine. You know, you think about whatever big movie or big TV show or whatnot would be out. You knew that was the big one because Mad Magazine would parody or cover it. It was good fun. Like there's ones for Grease and Saturday Night Fever,
but they all
or whatever.
Had that iconic Mad Magazine look, even though you could still tell it was John Travolta.
Yeah.
Clever. I think that's really clever.
His magazines can be worth a fair bit too.
Wow. Especially his now.
Should try and find. Mm-hmm. Really got to try and find them.
The ones like locked in a garage will definitely sell for a lot of
millions.
Money.
We could be millionaires. We don't even know.
Millionaires. That we is have your no pot of gold.
I know. My retirement fund. Should we get into some watching suggestions?
Yeah, let's do it.
Got a watching suggestion? Email thewatcherspodcast@gmail.com.
Okay, so the one that we watched half of, the second half that we were kind of talking about without even saying what it was we finally finished Glass Onion.
I loved it.
It was so good.
It was so good.
Did you like it more, less, or the same as the original?
I was thinking about that today.
Knives Out.
In my head I wanted to say more, but is that because I just watched it and I was excited?
Yeah, maybe.
So I want to give Knives Out credit. But I did really enjoy this one.
You like that? See, I really enjoyed it, but I think I enjoyed Knives Out a little bit more.
Okay.
So that's good. We're even.
Yeah. And when I thought about this one, I kept thinking it was actually a really simple story. It felt back in the day of those old murder mysteries where it wasn't super convoluted. It was a simple story. It was really easy to follow and it was so enjoyable. And it was fun.
Massive actors.
Doing fun characters.
Yeah, they were all having a good time. What about those Google alerts?
Oh my God. And the
bloody Mona Lisa.
Yeah, the screen.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, that was a lot of fun. And what I enjoyed that gave me a little bit of hope at the end was as the movie finished, it said Glass Onion, a Knives Out movie or something like that, which means it's a series.
Yes.
It's going to hopefully have another one.
Gosh, I hope.
And, you know, with Rian Johnson now doing Poker Face and this, it's exciting. There's a lot of cool stuff that we really are enjoying watching.
Mm. It's a great genre to keep coming back to, keep dipping in and out of.
Yeah.
And the stories are great, you know, and they're not super duper gruesome. They're not horror.
They're your Agatha Christie's. Yeah. They're your Clue as in Cluedo, yes. You know. Yeah, they're all of those. And the reason that people like Agatha Christie are so popular still is because they're good stories.
Good stories. And the clues are sprinkled from the very beginning all the way throughout. Mm-hmm. And I was saying to you last night when we were watching it, I was like, now's where you want to go back, rewind it and watch it from the beginning. And I'd be like, yeah, I've totally got this.
Yeah.
But it's the timeline that you keep not. You'd still get more and more out of it the more times you watched it, even though you knew the end.
Yeah, it was a good one. I think it would be worth watching again just to pick up on all those bits and pieces.
Yeah.
I got a couple of questions. Also, it probably didn't help that we took a break, like a 3-week break or something.
It was a huge
probably
break.
More, actually. It was probably like over a month. Well. Yeah. Yeah, because it came out early this year, didn't it?
Yeah.
Dear. Oh,
jeez,
just
really let everyone down. I know.
Sorry. Look, I know we've finished the news section, but I forgot. And I just want to point out how many cool things were announced during the Star Wars celebration.
Yes.
You know, a new Rey film.
Fun.
Which is part of a three movie series that will be main Star Wars. So you go to the movies for that.
Yes.
The yellow writing comes up.
Yes.
Explains what's going to happen or sort of the background setting of this, and you get the actual Star Wars theme.
You know, Daisley.
Daisley's lovely.
Daisy Riddle.
Ridley.
Sorry, what was I thinking?
The Riddler.
Being riddled by my own Daisel. Daisy Ridley.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, getting your first Star Wars contract would just rock your world, wouldn't it? And now look at her. Like, seriously. She's on a gold mine.
This is going to be really cool because I know a lot of people weren't a big fan of the last film, less of a fan of the second one, and were okay with the first one. But I think that the story, I mean, we don't know much about it. We just know that she, as a Jedi, will start up a Jedi school like Luke did. And that's all we know. But there's another film that's being worked on about the first ever Jedi.
Mm.
So that's years ago in the galaxy. There's the Ahsoka. Like, that's cool. We got Rosario Dawson doing stuff. There's so much stuff. There's so much, including, you know, Jedi Survivor, the game that's coming out at the end of this month, and more Andor, just more everything. And
they've got big plans.
There's a brand new kids cartoon
that's
going to be on not only Disney Plus but Disney Juniors.
Yeah,
and I just think, because I'm thinking about, there's so many now generations of people who grew up with different Star Wars.
Yes.
So we grew up with the original. Then there are people who grew up with the prequels. There are people who are now growing up with the latest three, which were, you know, but were out a few years ago. Also got people who probably have started watching The Mandalorian. Maybe that's the first thing they've watched.
Absolutely.
Then you're going to have, like, from the ages of 1 to 7 or whatever, who grow up with this Star Wars cartoon.
Mm.
And that's the first thing that they know of Star Wars.
And they're going to be like, what? There are movies of this? Like, real movies?
And series?
Like, you young losers. It's been going for decades.
Yeah, don't you know? Far out. One more thing. Wookiee Jedi. That's all I'm going to say. Exciting, right? So exciting. What else have you been watching?
I have been watching. I went down a little bit of a Netflix thing.
Oh, yeah, nice.
This week. So I started the much anticipated Unstable, which is the Rob Lowe and
his
son.
They both have similar hair.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, obviously that makes sense, but Owen Lowe. What's his name?
John Owen Lowe.
Went to Janolan Caves. Okay.
Anyway, Unstable stars Rob Lowe and his son, John Owen Lowe, or Johnny Lowe. And the show is inspired from their quite famous Instagram payout of each other.
And
John Lowe, the son, just rips his father, hilarious, Rob Lowe, on his Instagram posts all the time. So it was inspired by that. So they are playing father and son.
So they're not playing themselves?
No.
Okay.
No, they're not playing themselves. Rob Lowe is a really successful scientist who owns his own company and creates,
has great hair.
Has great hair. He's always had great hair.
Even when he had a mullet, it was a good mullet.
Oh, like Rob Lowe.
Yeah.
Yeah. And owns this quite really successful company, and his son lives in New York on the other side of the country and is a very successful flute player.
Okay. All right.
And teaches flute.
Didn't think you'd say that.
No.
I thought you were going to say like influencer or something.
No. Anyway, Rob Lowe's going through a little bit of a low, not quite working at his same level.
Do you mean L-O-W, not L-O-W-E?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. And he's spiraling downwards and it's affecting this very successful company. So they get his son to come out from New York to come and try
as
and
a flute
save
player.
The day.
Let me save this science company.
Pretty much.
Okay, great.
Pretty much. Anyway, it's a good comedy. It's filmed beautifully. It's not that single camera nonsense, call it.
Oh gosh.
But yeah, it's a really fun one and it's getting great reviews and a lot of publicity out there.
Oh,
so
fantastic.
It's on Netflix. Give it a whirl.
Look, I decided in my attempt to watch something old and something new on a weekly basis that I would just watch something literally of the same name because it's the same.
Love it.
Dune from 1984 and Dune from 2021, I think it was.
Are they all related?
Yeah, they're the exact same story based on the exact same book. Dune.
And who did it better?
Well, the 1984 one is a little more succinct in moments, but it's so 1980s.
Oh, precious.
There's this dream sequence where Paul, the main character,
yes,
is having a dream and he's kind of seeing his future maybe. He's not really sure.
Mm-hmm.
But instead of, I don't know, portraying it any other way because it's the 1980s, you see his face and sort of transparently over the top of his face as he's asleep, you see, yes, you know, the things that he's supposed to be dreaming about. And these dream seekers, like, over the top of Paul's sleeping face.
Yeah, yes.
If he's dreaming about the sand or the spice, you'll see that over the top, where he might see his future potential girlfriend, you know, over and it's over the top of his face. You might see, I don't know, a bad guy over his face. But instead of that just being all it is, you have him tossing and turning and going, oh, spice, oh, sandworms.
Bad guy. Oh, better turn over.
I'm in the movie Dune.
Oh, my goodness. I love it.
So good.
Would have been the height of technology.
Oh, right? Yeah.
I've got this really good. How else are this you going is, yeah, to depict a dream?
This is exactly how it's going to be.
Yeah.
And there were bits in it that were really, like, they looked really cool. Like, the outfits looked really good. Sometimes the bad guy costume was a bit interesting and very 80s. And they were going for a certain look and like just stereotype. I don't even know how to describe it. It's very and then you flash forward to the newer one and it's more epic. Like it looks epic, like the massive sand dunes.
Now hang on, just pause for a second because I know everybody listening is going to be like, tell us what the dream sequence was like in the new one.
It was so much like a dream sequence from these days that I didn't even notice.
Okay.
I didn't even notice to laugh at it.
Okay.
And I'd already laughed at the first one.
Okay.
So it was just normal.
Yeah.
It was just like,
oh, this is a dream.
Yeah. It was more like, you know how these days we love having a flash forward flashback? It was more like that.
With a little bit of sepia tone on top.
Yeah. Exactly. But yeah, I listened to the Dune audiobook years ago.
Did you?
And it was quite long.
Could imagine so.
Yeah. And then when I found out there were quite a few other Dune books, I went, oh, maybe later.
Life's too short.
Yeah, exactly. I might have a little break of that. And it was fine. And I actually really liked the second movie, like the more recent movie, because it looked great. The acting was really good. Timothée Chalamet Bing Bang was in it.
Well.
And I just felt that he was kind of perfect for that role of Paul, because Paul's, I don't know, there's something about Paul that's very Timothée Chalamet. I can't describe it, but when you know what Timothée Chalamet looks like and acts, you go, oh, that's who Paul is. Okay. Yeah, cool. Yeah. Sorry. Or what's his name later on? Muad'Dib or something like that. So Dunes, the first one's maybe 2 hours. The other one's like 2.5 hours. Like, they're quite long. Well, I mean, not the first one. The first 2 hours is pretty average, isn't it?
Snaps to you. You've been invested.
Thanks so
much.
You've
done two quite long movies. Back-to-back
almost, pretty much.
Plus a very long audiobook.
Yeah, I did. But other people have done the same thing.
Well, snaps to all of you, because that's a big investment.
Thank you. What else have you got to talk about?
So I watched a documentary called Emergency NYC. NYC.
Neutral Bay Yachting Club.
It's called Emergency NYC. Okay. So Manhattan.
Yeah.
Well, not just Manhattan. It actually spreads much further.
Yeah.
If you have seen the Channel 9, I think it's Channel 9, Emergency.
Yeah. Or what about like the A&E one, like the A&E English one?
Yes. It just bit like felt that? Very much like the Australian one, where they would show a map with the ambulances driving across.
I like that.
The map, and it would show you how far it is. And so it felt very, very much like that, but probably a far more sophisticated version of it. And the reason why I say that is that it doesn't focus on one hospital. It focuses on, I think, about four quite big hospitals within New York State.
Okay.
And so even a children's hospital, much smaller ones, they focus on the helicopter and the flight crews and who they are and the staff as people. And they also focus on Lenox Hill Hospital and a neurosurgeon there. Now, if you had ever watched another medical show on Netflix called Lenox Hill, and it was about Lenox Hill Hospital, it was also on Netflix. It highlighted a number of different surgeons, different doctors within the Lenox Hill Hospital. Now, at least two of them feature
in
Emergency NYC. Now, I wonder if it's obviously it's a Netflix production, but I wonder if it is the same people creating it, because the Lenox Hill one, their whole production schedule got halted by COVID starting.
Oh, yeah.
And so that program was focusing on different patients and all of that, and then all of a sudden COVID hit and surgeries were cancelled and neurosurgeons were being put into the ER to just try and fill spaces. Anyway, some of those ones are featured in this particular NYC. It's got a couple of episodes in the season. It's really gritty but really sensitive, and the people who work in the hospitals and do these incredible jobs are possibly the most amazing people ever. And there's one particular doctor, surgeon, who's looking after about a 15-year-old boy who had been shot by a random shooting, which is very current in America's landscape, unfortunately, and what this kid has had to go through to just survive, and what all of the staff and the medical staff have had to give to try and get this kid going through. It's really incredible, and it carries over across the episode. So it's not just one episode and you see these patients and then finished. This boy will come up in a few episodes and you'll just track his progress as the show progresses.
Yeah, yeah.
But there was one particular doctor who worked in a NICU, so a neonatal intensive care unit, and how he was describing the privilege of his job, I just thought, oh, my goodness. Like, he said, being a doctor, our job is to save lives, but being a doctor in the NICU, I get to save a lifetime. And I just thought,
oh, it's a nice saying.
Oh, my goodness.
That's really cool.
To be able to come every day to work to these really high stressful environments and come away with that sort of a philosophy on life is really special.
Yeah,
really,
also.
Really special. So it was a beautiful show. I haven't watched every single episode, but I will most certainly get finish through it. Them. It was it's wonderful.
That so sounds really nice.
Emergency NYC.
Emergency NYC.
Yes.
Okay. So not Neutral Bay Yachting Club.
Still not.
Okay. Just checking. Yeah, because there's no hospital there.
Yeah, and that's quite niche, isn't it?
It's really niche. You know, there's probably not a lot of emergency in one yachting
Quick,
club.
The wind's up.
Get out. Get out and enjoy. Are you ready for a quiz?
Totes.
So you know how I was talking about The Last of Us?
Yes,
and then you were talking about Sonic?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I finished The Last of Us because I finished The Last of Us series, which I have already spoken about. And there was a really interesting bit that I want to talk about, but I don't want to talk about it because if you haven't played or watched it, I would spoil the end.
Big spoiler.
But there is a really interesting part about Joel does something that in the TV show is incredibly shocking.
Yes.
In the last episode.
Yes.
You're like, oh, he's gone crazy.
Cray-cray.
He's gone crazy. But in the game, you don't think that because you've been doing it the whole way through. But you don't have all of that gameplay in the
Ooh.
TV show. You've got more of like the cutscenes.
Wow.
But so I thought, let's go back in to the world of gaming made into films.
Yeah, okay.
And you got to tell me what year these films were made.
Oh, no. Okay, yay, fun.
I'll give you a little bit of context,
okay. Maybe. Yeah.
The first one. Oh, sorry, hang on. Quiz time. Video game movies. Street Fighter. This starred Jean-Claude Van Damme and Kylie Minogue. Yeah. So that kind of gives you a bit of context as to the time.
Gosh. I'm going to say 1998.
Oh, four.
Damn. I went up.
You went too high. Okay. Do you remember... I think we had this probably taped off the TV, Mario Brothers.
Ooh. Now, there's a new one coming out with Chris
it's
Pratt.
Out,
so
it's out.
I could just say 2002.
No, I'm talking about the old one.
You need to rephrase your questions better because technically I got that one right. I don't know. Give me a ballpark.
Similar to Street Fighter.
1996.
1993. All right.
Zero.
What about
zero?
The first Sonic movie?
I don't.
It was a surprising success. Everybody.
It was after the internet said no.
We don't like that.
Do a redo.
Do different teeth and eyes.
Try again.
Yeah, and they did. And then everyone went, oh, that was fun.
Nice. Have a sticker. I'm going to say 2017.
Oh, 2020.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
It came out in 2020.
Gosh, I didn't realize it was that.
I think it was just before the pandemic actually hit big time, and it meant that was one of the biggest movie box office.
Because nobody went to anything else.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. All right, so then what about Sonic 2?
2022.
Two. Well done. Is that your first one?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Congratulations.
Gosh, what a win streak.
Win. There was a... I just looked at what happened to my spell autocorrect. Do you want me to write to tell you what... How it's written.
For anybody who doesn't know, Leah is the queen of autocorrect
fails. I don't
look. She never looks.
Just send.
And it's really fun trying to figure out what she's trying to tell you before she realizes and sends you this message, not correcting herself, just being
words,
like,
just words.
Oh, bloody autocorrect.
Okay, so this is how autocorrect
corrected
changed
it.
Detective, picker. Separate word, chi. Detective Pikachu.
Detective Pikachu.
Mm.
Is that recent?
Yeah.
2023.
Oh, no, it's 2019.
Oh, it's, yeah, it's recent.
I mean, compared to.
I'm going to just give you my true answer because that was just a joke. It was made in 2019.
Yeah, that's correct.
Too.
And what about Detective Pikachu?
That's in the 2023. Making. 2023. It'll come out in July.
Lara Croft, the first one.
Jolie.
Mm-hmm.
Jolie.
Angelina Jolie.
I wonder if that's the first time that's ever been sung because that's amazing.
It was pretty good. Snaps to you. Don't you reckon, though, if you said that to her, she'd be like, yes, I can.
Stop.
Yeah.
People have been doing that since primary school. Just stop. Stop it. It wasn't funny then. It's not funny now.
Certainly not funny now.
I work for the UN now.
Oh, she does too.
Can you work or are you just an ambassador?
I've got long hair.
I have children and a private jet.
I smile gracefully now.
And I used to be odd and married to Billy Bob Thornton.
That's right. Mm.
And used to kiss my brother, but we don't talk about that anymore. Lara Croft, 98. 2000.
The year 2000?
Yeah.
2001. Was when it came
you
out.
You lulled me into failure right there. You were like, 2000, wink, wink,
but
nudge, nudge.
Did you notice, apart from the first one?
Oh, they were all in that back then.
You
yeah?
were only a year or two away from most of them.
So I'm guessing better than I used to.
Yeah, and there was no 50-50, so that pressure was taken off completely. You can relax.
I'm better with like 100 years of options.
Yeah, yeah. Instead of either or, here's all of them.
Here's all of them. Have a try. You still get it wrong,
yep.
But have a try.
You'll get it wrong anyway.
You're closer than a 50% of no.
But look, I'm just going to read these really quickly and you tell me which ones you've watched. Street Fighter.
Yes.
Mario Brothers, the old one.
Yes.
Sonic 1.
No.
Sonic 2.
No.
Detective Pikachu.
No, because I'm not eight.
Detective Pikachu. No.
No, because I'm not nine.
Lara Croft.
Yeah.
You've watched every Lara Croft, right? All three.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Would you watch the new Mario?
Yeah.
Looks props. Fun. Looks kind of fun.
Do you know what I want to watch?
What?
The new Barbie.
Yeah, me too. That looks really good.
Looks really good.
That looks really fun. But you have always been.
I am the Barbie queen.
Yeah.
Bloody lover.
As a kid. That's all you want to play.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm surprised you watched as many movies as you did. It's probably because you had the Barbies in the lounge room.
I had them on in the background, but my focus was.
Was the Barbie.
That's why I don't remember storylines very well.
Yeah, because you had your own storyline going on.
Noise, yeah. Far more interested in what dressing gown Barbie is going to wear.
Barbie, her full name is Barbara, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Who plays her? In the latest
Margot
film.
Robbie.
Good work. And she
I've
is.
I've got one for you.
Yes. I can't remember Barbie's last name. Oh, is that what you weren't going to answer? Oh, okay.
I don't know.
It's something like
how
Roberts or
did
something.
Barbie and Ken
meet?
Were named Barbie and Ken.
Did they work at Mattel?
No.
Were they the son and daughter of someone that worked at Mattel?
They were the son and daughters of the creators.
Oh,
of the Barbie
nice.
Doll.
Yeah, cool.
Their children were Barbie and Ken, or Barbara and Ken.
Yeah.
Cute, huh?
That's really cute. That's fun. On that note, thank you very much.
Signing off.